The following content is intended for people who are blind or Brent impaired.
Engage.
You are listening to the North Carolina Reading Service. I'm Chris Skidmore, and this is Tech Tips.
October is Blindness Awareness Month. It is also when the North Carolina Assistive Technology Program holds its annual AT Expo. Today we are talking with Christy Kirk and Julie Duchess about all things Expo, along with the North Carolina Assistive Technology Program, who they are, and what they do. Hi, ladies. Thanks for joining me today.
Thank you for having us.
You are very welcome. So we're going to get into all things Expo here in a little bit. But before we do, we're going to find out a little bit about you, a little bit about NCATP. So my first question, and this is kind of a, with interviewing two people, it's going to be kind of a jump ball. Whoever wants to go first, it's fine. But who are Julie Duchess and Christy Kirk?
Well, my name is Julie Duchess, and I'm a Resna Certified Assistive Technologist in the Sanford office for NCATP. And I've been with NCATP for 15 years, and be 16 in January.
Wow.
I know. Prior to working with NCATP, I was a speech therapist in the school systems in West Virginia, Florida, and Tennessee. And also, I was the AT coordinator in those school systems. And I've also worked as an assistive technologist in a community rehab facility before coming to NCATP.
You definitely know what you're talking about. That's awesome.
And I'm Christy Kirk, so I'm also a Resna certified ATP. But I am also a certified occupational therapy assistant. I have been working with the North Carolina Assistive Technology Program for 3 years as of last month. My office is in Morganton, so I'm on the western side of the state, and I cover about 12 counties here on the western side of the state. Before coming to NCATP, I worked as an occupational therapy assistant in mostly with geriatric population. I worked in skilled nursing facilities for about 4 years, and then also worked about a year or so in home health before transitioning in NCATP.
Christy, that's awesome. Thank you. So let's get into the NCATP. What exactly is the North Carolina Assistive Technology Program?
Well, NCATP, it's a state and federally funded program, and we kind of lead North Carolina's efforts to carry out the It was called the Assistive Technology Act, the AT Act of 2004. Now it's the 21st Century Assistive Technology Act. And basically what that says is like every state has to have an AT program. And so for North Carolina, that would be NCATP. And just to let you know, so like with those, every state has to promote the awareness of various, you know, types of AT, as well as increase the statewide access. So Okay. Every state has to do that, every state program. Now, every state program also does it a little differently because, like, for example, you know, we have different services that we do, that we provide, and that's statewide, all ages, all abilities. Pretty much we're trying to combine AT devices and services to increase people's opportunities and independence. Okay. So that's one thing that we really strive to do, as well as educate and empower people about the rights of assistive technology, share assistive technology resources, and help just pretty much like help people understand how assistive technology can improve like their quality of life.
Okay, I gotcha. So, Christy, can you tell me what kind of services the North Carolina Assistive Technology Program provides?
We have a demo and loan program. So each of our centers, we have a variety of pieces of equipment that are available. We demonstrate those items. We can loan those out on like a short-term loan.
Mm-hmm.
So our short-term loans are 2 weeks, and it's more to see if the item is going to work for you on accommodation. It could be accommodation on a short-term basis, like you're getting your item fixed, but you still need it's one to carry through, but then it's more really to see if it's going to work for you before you would invest your money into being able to purchase it. So that's our demo and loan program. We do provide information and referrals or information and resources, as Julie talked about earlier. A lot of times we do get phone calls of individuals. They're just looking for information. They don't know where to turn. So we're able to help navigate and give them information of where they might be able to seek out other resources. We also do provide our fee-based services. So we do AT assessments and trainings.
Okay.
So that's where we determine what pieces of assistive technology are going to work for the clients and very specifically how it's going to work for them. We really work with the client to figure out how it's going to work for them, finding that particular piece of equipment that's going to suit all of their needs. And then training them on how to use that piece of equipment.
And just to be clear, NCATP does not work just with visually impaired people, but with people that have any type of impairment.
Right.
Correct.
Okay.
Yep. And so we have, oh my goodness. Okay, Christy, we'll have to see if we can cover them all. Let's see. We have.
Okay, go.
We have AT for cognitive abilities, let's see, physical abilities, hearing, vision, communication, computer access, recreation, smart home, and I think I got them. Did I get them? No, AIDS for daily living.
That's awesome. I mean, it's great that you can help so many people with so many different disabilities and help them achieve, you know, the independence that we as disabled people, and I count myself in that group because I'm visually impaired, you know, that independence that we're all striving to get. According to your website, people can gain access to your services by way of a referral. If you would, could you tell us about that referral process and how it works and how long it takes?
Anyone can make a referral. The mm-hmm. easiest way is if you go to our website. So if you Google NCATP, it's the first thing that usually pops up, and you can click on that. There's a tab on there, how to make a referral.
Okay.
So if you click on the how to make a referral tab, then you'll find a lot of information there. It'll walk you through that process. It's, it'll tell you like what items are needed, who to send it to. So for example, there's a referral form that you fill out. There's also the authorization, the payment authorization form. So those two things. And then if you have any medical paperwork, for like example, if you've had an evaluation or if you've been in the hospital and there's some pertinent information, you know, we like for you to include that in the referral packet. Then once you have all that, then you send it to our intake coordinator, which right now our interim intake coordinator is Kendall Razor. So her information is on that website. So basically she looks over everything. If everything's in place, or if she had, let's say if she has any questions, she'll reach back out to the referring contact person and say, you know, hey, can you send me this, or, you know, answer some questions so she better understands what kind of referral you're needing. And then from there, once everything, she has everything, she then sends it to, you know, whichever center is in the area of where the person being referred to lives or is working, whichever setting it is.
Okay.
Once they do that, then it comes to the center, and then that person will reach out to the individual to schedule something, to schedule whether it's a consultation, a training, or an assessment. They'll put that, you know, we'll schedule that. And then after they see them, sometimes there's a trial basis. So especially if they're doing an AAC, which is a communication assessment, there's usually a 30-day trial that they have to do in order to make that official recommendation to have that be paid for. So that adds some time to it. Sometimes for an assistive technology evaluation, we might have a trial basis. And so that might be 2 weeks trying out something, because there might be, several different options, and we want to see which one works best for them first. And so we'll do that trial of 2 weeks and kind of come back. Once we get everything that we need, we're ready to make the recommendation, and that goes back to whoever made the referral.
And how long could that process typically take?
I think I usually say 10 to 15 business days is what I tell people, but I try really hard.
We definitely try hard to get them all finished within a very fast timeline back to the referral source.
I will say that's what I just talked about. That's the assessment part of it.
Yeah.
But if it's a training for an individual, sometimes that's, you know, it's either shorter or longer. It just depends on what they're being trained on. So for example, let's say a speech to text, the Dragon Naturally Speaking, for example, that software, that's a little bit, or JAWS, that would take a little bit longer to be trained on. And so you might see somebody over a couple of weeks in order to get the training accomplished, depending on what it is.
And with the training, is that done in person or are you able to do that virtually now?
Depending on the piece of what we're training on, there are some things that we might be able to do them virtually, but some things require just hands-on modifications, hands-on adjustments.
Especially the trainings, because a lot of times what it is the individual has received, you know, the software or the equipment, and it's at their home, it's theirs. And so a lot of times we will go out to their home or to the business or to the school and train on the equipment that they will be using from then on out.
And you literally just answered my next question, which was going to be, do you go out to a person's place of business and train them on the assistive technology that they are going to be using while at work?
Yes. So. Yeah. We go to their homes, we go to schools, school systems, we go to on-job, you know, training facilities. Yeah, we pretty much will go wherever they
where they need you.
Yeah.
Are there any fees involved with either the referral or the provided services?
So we do have fee-for-service services,
mm-hmm.
and those would be our assessments, the trainings, and the consultations.
Okay.
So those do all have a fee involved with those. Our non-fee-for-service items will be like our demonstrations and loans and information and referrals.
AT reuse would fall under that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And again, if you go to our website on the how to make a referral tab, it'll have those prices listed too, so you can see that.
Okay, so there's no surprises.
Correct.
And we are probably going to say this several more times during this conversation, but the best way to find the website is to Google either NCATP or North Carolina Assistive Technology Program.
Yes.
Yes.
We can't say that enough.
Yeah.
Yes.
In addition to assistive technology, I've also seen a program called NC Ramp. Could you tell me a little bit about that?
The NC Ramp program is a grant-funded program from the Christopher and Dana Reeves Foundation, and that is to provide temporary ramps to individuals who are transitioning from, maybe they've been in like a skilled nursing facility and they're transitioning home and now they're in a wheelchair or a walker or need to use a walker. So the ramps are meant to be temporary ramps. So, and that they're not permanently affixed to the structures, but they're also temporary in that it's only for a temporary amount of time. It's just like our short-term loans, except these have a little bit longer loan period, just because we know that it takes a little longer for individuals to set up resources or set up a company or individual to be able to build a ramp.
So it actually came about when we had one of the hurricanes. And NCATP was a part of the recovery part of it. And we noticed that, you know, we were talking about people were reaching out to us about assistive technology devices and things like that that they need, especially communication devices we found. But then also the ramps. People could go back to their homes, but their ramps may have been, you know, demolished or, you know, blown away, whatever. And so they saw a need, and so they wrote that grant to get that. And so that's actually where it started from, was based on what they saw after a hurricane.
Oh, how neat.
Mm-hmm.
You are listening to Tech Tips on the North Carolina Reading Service. I'm Chris Skidmore, and we are talking with Julie Duchess and Christy Kirk of the North Carolina Assistive Technology Program about an upcoming expo. Literally, it's going to be coming up in a couple of days, and we're going to get to that in just a minute. But before we do, I saw something about another virtual event that you guys put on. Could you tell us about that?
So AT for All, it is every other Thursday. It is a live Zoom from 11:30 to 12, where we will demonstrate. Like, we could either be demonstrating a piece of equipment, talking about AT in a particular category and talking about who it can be used for, or also we've had individuals come from disability or AT related services.
I will say too that after each one, they'll have a survey that you can take, and it asks like what kind of topics would you like us to discuss, things like that. And Sarah and Gloria especially, they will look over those, and then they'll take that and take that feedback, and then they'll kind of make sure they can schedule something that kind of hits those different topics that people are asking for. And if you go to the NCATP's website, it'll have a list of what topics are coming up and what the dates are. It'll also give you the link to the Zoom meeting, and then it'll also give you the passcode that you'll need to put in there. So again, you can find that information on our website.
Okay, yeah, and I always seem to forget that passcode, and because I'll launch the meeting and ask, you know, it'll ask me for the passcode, and I'm going, dang it, I got to go back and look up the passcode again, you know.
Yeah, I may have done the same thing a couple of times when I've been an attendee and not a presenter. So. Uh-huh.
Yeah, it happens to the best of us. Is there any registration involved
for the AT for All? You just mm-hmm. jump in.
Awesome. Okay, so let's get to the main event here. Let's talk Expo. What is the NCATP Expo?
Julie. The only reason why I say that is because I have not physically been to one in person.
Okay.
And Julie has, because the last 2 years, the last two years, they have been virtual for me. So mm-hmm. Since we're doing this one's in person, so I want to let Julie explain that first.
All right, go, Julie.
Only fair. I know, pressure. No, the NCATP Expo. I'm so excited to be back in person. So like she mentioned, you know, I've been in person and the virtual, and this year we are combining them. We are actually hybrid, so we are going to be in person and virtual, and so we're
awesome.
Very excited about it. The expo is all things AT, and so we try very hard when we're looking at, we have presenters. So we have some really great presenters that I think we'll talk about here in a little bit. Mm-hmm. And then we have a whole exhibit hall that is just nothing but AT products, services, and just tons of information for you. So it's a full day from 9 to 5 of just AT information, resources, and it's just a lot of fun. I'm so glad that we're back in person.
I am too. Obviously, I'm not going to be able to make it in person, but I am going to take advantage of the virtual component too. So I'm looking forward to that.
That's why we did hybrid, because, you know, we went virtual for the last 2 years, and we reached several, you know, different states, and I think we had 17 last year that were represented in the virtual expo, and people found out that we were probably going to go back in person, and they just said, please consider keeping that virtual component, because we really enjoy coming and listening to the speakers and finding out, you know, that current AT products and information. And so we really tried hard, and we worked really closely with the McKimmon Center and their technical Robert Chapman is wonderful. he's been really kind of guiding us with the hybrid model. And so, yeah, we're really excited to have both in person and virtual, so we can reach a lot more people.
Most definitely. Let's get into this. Can you tell us about some of the vendors and presenters who are going to be there?
Well, some of our vendors include Quintex Low Vision, Carolina Low Vision, HIMSS, Department of Vocational Rehab, Department of Services for the Blind, Department of Public Instruction, Department of Services for Deaf and Hard of Hearing, AMRAP, Boundary Care, Disabilities Rights North Carolina, Easter Seals, Bellman and Symphome, Inclusive TLC, NC Treasure, PRC Saltillo, ORCAM Technologies, Eight Arms to Hold You, Made for Me, Square Glow, the Self-Help Credit Union, Carolina Sled Hockey, Talk to Me Technologies, Toby Dynabox, Driver Rehab Services, Kibo, NC Wildlife Commission, Foresight Cares and Company, the North Carolina Spinal Cord Association, NC Relay, SimQuest, that's a 3D printing company, Dress and Medical, and KI Mobility, as of right now, and we have one vendor spot left.
So and she's a little excited about that.
Oh, I'm sure. That is incredible. Will some of the vendors be available for virtual presentations?
So what we did, they are given the opportunity to make like a 3-minute video that we'll be showing in between the presenters.
Okay. So that's how, if somebody wants to know more about a particular vendor that's and they're virtual, that's how they would do it, would be to maybe just get in and be able to see one of the videos between presenters.
Yes, if they're virtual.
Okay.
Just like we talked about the different categories of AT that we have in our centers, we really try to cover all those different categories with our exhibitors and our presenters. So that's kind of really important to us to make sure we're trying to, you know, reach as many people of varying abilities that we can when we do the expo.
And for someone like me who is going to be attending the expo virtually, you are going to have contact information set up so that, let's say, for example, I want to see something from ORCAM, I can reach out to them to schedule a meeting, correct?
Yes. Yes, we can do that.
Okay. That's what I was getting at.
Okay.
It's like, hey, I want to talk to this person right now, dang it. Go ahead. I was going to ask, who are some of the presenters?
Again, just like we were talking about, we had a lot of great submissions to be presenters, and we tried to go through, and our theme was, you know, using AT. It was a day in the life of, you know, using AT. So we really wanted to look at presenters that were talking about ways to use it and everything, and I think we've got some great presenters. We're very excited about them. Our keynote speaker is Kay McMillan. She's been attending the expo, I think she said, since she was 3 years old. And her presentation is going to be a youthful perspective on assistive technology. And she's got so much great information to talk about that. Then we have Jennifer Ben-Hale, who's talking about unlocking the potential, empowering neurodivergent individuals with assistive technology. We've got Calvin Thompson, who's talking about assistive technology for the blind, daily tools for access. And then we have Tony Davis, who's going to be talking about telehealth guidance and resources for deaf, hard of hearing, deaf blind patients, their healthcare providers, and American Sign Language interpreters. And then we have the group from Durham Public Schools. Their whole team is coming, their entire assistive technology team. So we're really excited that they can all make it. And they're going to be talking about best practices for implementing AT and AAC in the classroom. Then we have Bob Sagu that's going to be talking about assistive gaming for all. Very big hot topic. That's a hot topic right now. It's very trendy. Yes, from consoles through to PC gaming. And then we're going to wrap up the day with Paul Endry, who is going to do like a personal testimony about physical handicap can lead to mental clarity.
Definitely a full plate.
Like we said, we were trying to pull from, and you can tell it's very diverse.
We're really
pleased with the amount that we got. So we had a great selection to pull from. So
yeah, definitely. Is there a cost associated to attend the expo?
There is no cost.
So let's just say that again.
This year.
Let's just say that again, because, you know, expos, it's been my experience at expos, you know, you have to pay just even if you want to go to the exhibitor hall. And you guys are offering this, like you said, at least this year, free of charge to attendees. So awesome. That is awesome. Thank you. Is there a registration? Do people need to register before they show up?
It would help us if they did, just because from the planning perspective of it, just to kind of give us, you know, an idea of how many people are going to be there. And especially if they need accommodations, we're asking that they let us know 2 weeks in advance through that registration link. Mm-hmm. Again, you can find it on the website.
Yep. Just Google NCATP.
But yeah, you can. So we highly encourage people to go ahead and register. Again, that gives us some really great information. It also speeds along check-in time. So if you're already registered, we basically just check you off because we've got your information, mm-hmm. and then you can get your bag and all that stuff. But, you know, please understand we do accept, you know, like walk-ins the day of. That's fine. Okay. You can register on site.
Okay. And with regards to the presenters, are there going to be recordings made of the presentations?
This question's been asked. I don't think this year we are. We're going to look at it for next year just because this hybrid is new to us and new to so many of the people that are on our team that we're not going to do that this year, but we are looking to do that for the upcoming years.
Awesome. Good to know. Looking forward to that for next year, hopefully. Okay. I know that we've already covered this, but I'm going to go ahead and ask it again anyway. If someone would like to know more about either the AT Expo or the North Carolina Assistive Technology Program, what is the best way for them to do that? 1, 2, 3.
On the website.
Awesome. It's in the clear. Is there anything else that you would like to cover about the expo or about the NCATP itself that I may have missed?
We will have the following accommodations available in person and virtual, and that would be ASL interpreters, CART, audio description, and Spanish interpreters. And so if you can, when you register, there's a place on there where you can mark if you need accommodations or not. And so just want to let you know that that's available for both in-person and virtual.
Okay, awesome. And other than the expo, do you have any other events that are coming up?
We will be hosting 3 different pop-ups next year. Their sign is still in the works. In the past, last year, our pop-ups were directed towards AT recreation.
Okay.
And adaptive gaming. I believe we're going to keep some of that same topic, but probably add to it. And based off of the populations and areas that we're going to be doing our expo or the pop-ups at. So that will be coming soon.
Yeah. Okay. Let's see. The pop-ups will be in this year. They'll be in Charlotte, Winston-Salem. And then for the central region, we're actually going to be doing it at Fort Liberty in Fayetteville, North Carolina. So.
Got you covered. With that, I am going to thank both of you for talking with me today about the expo. And just as a reminder to everybody, the expo is coming up October the 5th. At the McKimmon Center in Raleigh. And the website, I'm going to say it one more time. The website, the best way to get to it is to get on Google and do a search for either NCATP or the North Carolina Assistive Technology Program. So ladies, again, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you so much for having us.
You are welcome. Once again, I'd like to thank Christy Kirk and Julie Duchess of the North Carolina Assistive Technology Program for talking with us today about their upcoming Assistive Technology Expo. That expo, again, is going to be held this Thursday, October the 5th, at the McKimmon Conference and Training Center in Raleigh. If you would like to know more about the conference or about the North Carolina Assistive Technology Program, visit their website. And again, the easiest way to find their website is by Googling either NCATP or North Carolina Assistive Technology Program. We've run out of time for this month's episode of Tech Tips. I hope you enjoyed it. I'm Chris Skidmore, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind or print impaired. Tech Tips is available online at ncreadingservice.org. If you have any questions or comments, give us a call at 919-832-5138. That number again, 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to Tech Tips on the North Carolina Reading Service.